talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
House with our hands over our hearts, and we swore on that day that it'll never fall apart. We built a
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Our Own House by Mr. Wives, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, also at the Gilliard Center in beautiful downtown Charleston. Well, today we are going to be looking back at the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happened one weekend ago, last weekend at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and it was a great show. I think all of the vendors are happy that it's over. We are, all of my staff, the organizers of the show, we're all happy to have a successful show behind us. And if you didn't make it out to the Charleston Home and Design Show, it was very well attended. But we're going to be looking back at last weekend's show today, and we're going to be playing some interviews from some of the vendors. Starting with Friday, we invite local architects to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show, and we offer continuing education credits to them. And we also have an event called Shark Tank Architect Edition, and we're going to be talking to some of the vendors that participated in Shark Tank Architect Edition: Smart Vent Foundation, Flood Vent, Vitoria, which is a natural stone wholesaler in North Charleston; William M. Bird, Renaissance Ornamental; Intex Homerwood; and then we're also going to be talking to some of the vendors that were on the show floor: Greyhawk Homes, Contract Exteriors, Advanced Window Fashions, Alpha Omega Construction, Kalman Remodeling, Real Deal Countertops, Enhance Wood Refinishing, and also Tervis. We've got an interview with the local Tervis shop, and they were part of our Saturday giveaway. This is becoming a tradition at both of our home shows, the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Charleston Fall Home Show, where we offer a discounted admission rate after 2 p.m. We call it our $2 after 2 o'clock promotion. And then we also give away 200 free gifts to the first 200 families that are in line. And on Saturday, we gave away 200 free Tervis tumblers with a lid from the Tervis shop downtown. And, you know, not everyone remembers that there's a Tervis shop in Charleston. And so it's a good thing for you to, you can buy Tervis tumblers at other locations, but they don't always have like some of the newer, versions of the Tervis tumblers. And some of this, they also have a lot of, unique tumblers, and they gave us, 200 Tervis tumblers that we gave away on Saturday, and it was pretty crazy at the show. Those Tervis tumblers are very, very popular, so we people were angling for more than one per family, but we managed to make everybody happy. But that was on Saturday, starting at 2 p.m. Our admission dropped from $7 to $2 per person. And we gave away 200 of those free Tervis tumblers. So a special thanks to Tervis for working with us, partnering with us on that. One of the most successful parts of the show this past weekend, were the free design consultations for homeowners that that professional interior designers provided. And they were virtually sold out. Every now and then we would have like a 20-minute opening here and there throughout the weekend. But homeowners were clamoring to get one of those free design consultations. And we only had to turn a few people away, unfortunately, but we managed to accommodate just about everybody. And I just wanted to take a moment and thank all of the interior designers who volunteered their time this weekend. And the reason that they volunteer their time is not everyone knows what it's like to work with an interior designer. Not everyone has worked with an interior designer in the past, and they may not even realize the benefits of working with an interior designer. And so they're trying to promote their industry by volunteering their time and on taking away from their weekend to work on the weekend and provide free design consultations for homeowners that attend the show. And I just wanted to thank Heidi Huddleston, Donna Kudis, Lee McElpine, Scott Anderson, Jen Van Buskirk, Edie Sullivan, Cameron Schwab-Benton, Duval Acker, Sandy Coleman, Yelena Roberts, and Jenny Ledutko. Special thanks to all of the interior designers who volunteered their time this weekend providing those free design consultations for homeowners. And if there's one takeaway that I think I could pass on to our listeners about the Charleston Home and Design Show, it's that the Charleston economy is strong. It's stronger than probably it's ever been. The demand for hiring building and remodeling professionals and local contractors is probably at an all-time high. And I was talking with a number of vendors who relayed anecdotes about talking to customers who said, "Okay, I want to hire you to remodel my kitchen, and I need it done by April." And this remodeling contractor said, "I'm sorry, sir, but you know, we're working on about an 8-week backlog, and so there's just I don't want to lie to you and say that we can do it by then, but we'd love to work with you, and if you can be patient." And I think that's probably the biggest advice I would have for homeowners is, I know you everybody this year has a project, and you know, if you didn't get a chance to go to the Charleston Home and Design Show this past weekend, you may want to visit our website, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And we have all of the vendors that participated on our website. We have contact information, links to their website, and all of the vendors are separated by category. So whatever category that you're looking for as far as a contractor to hire, you can just look under that category and make contact with those vendors yourself. And they'll be happy to work with you. Just I think at this stage, you have to recognize that there's a lot of demand and there's only a certain supply of good, reputable local contractors. And those were the contractors that were at the Charleston Home and Design Show this past weekend. We're very picky about who we allow into our home shows. And so no trunk slammers, people who might be here today and gone tomorrow. We're very careful with who we invite to participate in the Charleston Home and Design Show. So if you missed the show last weekend, you can listen to some interviews today to give you a sense of what the show was like, and then you can also visit charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com to make contact with any of those vendors that you maybe you didn't pick up a business card from their booth last weekend. Or if you didn't make the show, you can certainly make contact with those vendors by visiting charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. Have a great weekend.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here at the Charleston Home and Design Show at the Shark Tank Architect Edition going on. And now we're talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. How you doing, Zach?
I'm great, Tim. Good to see you again.
You too. First of all, thank you very much for taking part in the Shark Tank Architect Edition. It's all part of our Architect Symposium, where we invite local architects to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show for free continuing education credits, and then after lunch they take a break and walk through Shark Tank Architect Edition and talk to different vendors that work with architects directly. Architects regularly specify their products. Why do architects specify Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vent?
All right. Well, we're glad to be a part of this event. It's definitely well worth our time being here, get that face-to-face time with the architects. They specify our vent because we have our ICCES certification, which is the International Code Council's actual evaluation service. They performance test certain products, and in order to be a mass-produced flood vent like we are, you have to have that ICCES certification to be considered engineered through FEMA and multiple other avenues. And we've got that certification. We're the best in the business at what we do. We're flood experts. All of the staff on SmartVent, we're all certified floodplain managers. So architects, engineers, other design professionals will come to us, for guidance and to understand those flood codes better. That's what we do, our CEU classes. We educate architects, engineers, surveyors. We're a preferred provider for continuing education for the ICC, so the building officials themselves. So we've got a certified product, and that's the main, it works also, which is something that a lot of times people forget about. Homeowners have our, or these architects spec in our product, the foundation on their clients' homes are going to be safe in the event of a flood.
How can folks get more information about Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents?
Yep, smartvent.com. We have a YouTube page. We have all different social media, Instagram, Facebook. Our YouTube page has a ton of informative videos. Our website is very easy to navigate, but just smartvent.com.
All right, great. We've been talking to Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. Thanks so much, Zach.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
And now we're talking with Adrian Arujo with Vitoria International here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Architect Shark Tank Edition. How you doing, Adrian?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Tim?
Just fine. In a couple minutes, the architects are going to be coming out from their first continuing education seminar. And what will your pitch? What will you be talking to them about?
We are actually going to be talking about our products. We do a lot of natural stone. That's our main product. We just love all the marbles that are out there. But we also carry some of the man-made stone, the quartz that have become very popular in the past few years. But we do have a new product that is porcelain slab. It's something totally new, a new technology, new applications, and that's what we want to introduce to our French architects.
That's great. And Vitoria International, you folks are a a stone wholesaler, right? So you don't cut the stone for the end user. You provide the big slabs that are then provided to the fabricators that end up in someone's home.
That is correct. We are importing wholesale, where that means that we receive like the food containers that come straight from the boats. We unload all these slabs and we have them in full size display at the warehouse. Everybody, I mean, homeowners, architects, builders, designers, whoever, they are all welcome to come to our warehouse and look at all the different colors and patterns, select what they want, and then they have the choice to pick their own fabricator to do the cutting installing. We don't do that. We are just a full warehouse with all the different colors displayed that you can select the type of stone you want for your project.
All right, great. Well, how can folks get more information about Vitoria International?
We are online. Our website is www.vitoriainternational.com, and it's V-I-T-O, there is no C. That's the name of the hometown in Brazil. And our warehouse is in North Charleston. It's kind of off Cross County Road. We are there Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and then on Saturdays from 8:30 to 12.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Adrian Araújo with Vitoria International at the Shark Tank Architect Edition at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Adrian.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. One of the special features we have at the Charleston Home and Design Show is an event for architects called Shark Tank Architect Edition. And we're talking to some of the vendors here in Shark Tank Architect Edition. Now we're talking with Preston Keck with William M. Byrd. Preston, what's your pitch going to be to architects in a few minutes?
Yeah, so we're here to showcase Palmetto Road, which is our house brand. It's a hardwood, laminate, and waterproof collection that offers high-end visuals and looks, and what we think is at a reasonable cost to end users. So we're here to educate the architects that these guys will be working with, to kind of let them know what options are out there, and kind of see some of the visuals that they can achieve within their own home.
Gotcha. And William M. Byrd, you folks are a local company, right?
We are. We're located on Azalea Drive. We actually grew up on East Bay, and we distribute hardwood throughout the Southeast. And so we work with our dealer partners here within Charleston to educate the public about Palmetto Road flooring and hopefully get it in their home.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Road? Palmetto Road Flooring and also William M. Byrd?
Yes, so they can go to palmettoroadflooring.com. We have room scenes, visuals, we have an extensive product line, and they can check it all out there, and then they can get in touch with me, pkeck@wmbyrd.com, and I can let them know who our dealer partner is that they can see samples from.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Preston Keck with William M. Byrd representing Palmetto Road Wood Floors. Thanks so much, Preston.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Now we're talking with Igor Gukasov with Renaissance Ornamental European Ceilings Collection. How are you doing, Igor?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Igor, what's your pitch going to be to the architects in a few minutes when they come out and take part in Shark Tank Architect Edition?
It's pretty much this, that this is done today. It's inspired by the past, but this is created today. We actually, everything from drawing to a finished piece, I do all the work. We have about 15 different designs to choose from.
And for our radio listeners, we're talking about
ornamental plaster work.
Ornamental plaster work, okay.
It's done the old-fashioned way with some implementation of modern materials, but mostly to preserve the look.
Mostly on the ceilings, right?
Yes, on the ceilings or on the walls. It could be as little as you want it to be, like one ceiling medallion, or as opulent as you choose it to be, because we have for each medallion, we have matching corner pieces and center pieces, and we can take that theme and put it on the wall. So it could be a focal point or a subtle just background, like, and depending on the way you finish it.
What is the medallion, medallions themselves, what material are they made out of?
Plaster, old-fashioned plaster, nothing beats plaster.
Is it easy to install, or is it brittle, or?
It's brittle, but we do all the work, and we have some experience with it, yes.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Renaissance Ornamental European Ceilings Collection?
They could go to www.renaissanceornamental.com and click on my gallery section and click on contact section, and the phone number there and the email there. I get back to them, and that's pretty much where the process begins.
All right, that's renaissanceornamental.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Igor Gukasov with Renaissance Ornamental European Ceilings Collections. Thanks so much, Igor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And now we're talking with Bo Sink with Intex Millwork Solutions. How you doing, Bo?
Doing well, Tim. Thank you very much.
So, Bo, as part of Shark Tank Architect Edition, each of the vendors here has got a 60-second pitch that you're going to be giving to the architects. What will your pitch be to the architects?
Well, our goal is to provide them an opportunity to see our product. And so our pitch will be recommend to them to look at our product and the details of our product and show them that it matches a wood product without the characteristics of wood. So the square balusters, the architecturally correct product itself with the aluminum reinforcement gives it the opportunity to be a 10-foot span or even a 12-foot span from post to post or column to column. We have a myriad of products that fit that role, railing products, pergola products, rafter tail products. So these products give us the capability of saying, hey, look, here's a low maintenance product that does not deteriorate or break down over time.
And is this for the exterior of the home?
It is. It is an exterior product. Of course, it can be used interior, but the goal is to have a product that does not break down out in the harsh environment that we live.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Intex Millwork Solutions?
Well, the best way is Intex Millwork Solutions or IntexMillwork.com. Our website is a great plethora of information, gives you the opportunity to see the product being installed, see all the different levels of products, and see those in full force in the market.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Bo Sink with Intex Millwork Solutions. Thanks so much, Bo.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the Charleston Home and Design Show talking to some of the vendors involved with Shark Tank Architect Edition. And the reason we call it Shark Tank Architect Edition is we have a number of vendors that are giving 60-second pitches to architects that are here at the Charleston Home and Design Show getting continuing education credits. And now we're talking with Annette Polk with Homerwood Premium Hardwood. How you doing, Annette?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
So Annette, when the architects come out from their first seminar, continuing education seminar, what will your 60-second pitch to them be as part of the Shark Tank Architect Edition?
Okay, well, I will tell them first that Homerwood began with a purpose. John Homer was enlisted to rehabilitate older, beautiful Victorian homes in the oil country of northern Pennsylvania. And as a result, a company was created to provide beautiful custom, very customized hardwood flooring sourced with hardwood sourced from the northern Appalachian region, which provides a more dense, stable hardwood. So, the unique feature with Homerwood products is that everything they make comes in both an engineered and a solid construction. And that engineered construction has a 4.5 millimeter face, which is the most robust in the industry. Consumers can sand and refinish even though they have an engineered floor, which suits the southern, more humid climates much better than a solid product. But you can go either way. So the other very unique features about this product is that it's available in multiple surface treatments, colors, and designs, widths, lengths, species. The possibilities there are endless. So you can see here, yes, we have a red floor. Or if your consumer, your client, has a favorite bottle of scotch and they want their stain on their floor to match that, we can do that. Do a strike-off sample, they sign off on it, and they go to production. So our species available are hard maple. Let me flip this over and I'll show you. We have a beautiful black walnut, hard maple, white oak, and our trim options are also available, so we can customize trim manufacturing with the flooring, ship it with the flooring at the same time, so you have the better possibility of that perfect blend to your floor. So Homerwood started with a purpose. Their purpose today is to empower architects and designers to specify a very unique floor for the most discerning clients.
Well, Annette, I'm not an architect, but I'm sold. And you've done a great job with your pitch here at Shark Tank Architect Edition. How can folks get more information about Homerwood?
Well, they can go to homerwood.com and view all the beautiful room scenes, find a dealer locator by typing in your zip code. There's a beautiful full page, full color catalog there as well. Or they can contact me directly by email, apolk@sddholdings.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Annette Polk with Homerwood Premium Hardwoods. Thanks so much, Annette.
Thank you.
I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at our Charleston Home and Design Show at the lovely downtown Gilliard Center. I'm here with Mike of Greyhawk Homes of South Carolina. How are you doing today, Mike?
Fantastic, thank you.
How has your home show been so far?
Great. We've had lots of people come by. Tell them about our product.
I've seen your booth. You've been busy. It's a good thing I'm having a hard time getting in chat with you because you've been so busy.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in some deep conversations over here.
I'm glad to hear it. For those who are not familiar with Greyhawk, can you explain a little bit, you know, who are you and what do y'all do?
Absolutely. So we are in the new construction business here in Charleston, and we do semi-custom homes, luxury finishes, and it's Energy Star Build. We are all over the Tri-County area, from Hollywood, Johns Island, all the way up to Monk's Corner. We have lots of options. We have 20 plus specs available right now. Some of them totally finished, so you can come see our craftsmanship. And then others in various stages of the construction process. But we also have more options, so we can also build on your lot. If you, let's say you own a piece of land, and you want to build a house on it, we own 26 to 28 plans. Come into our showroom, you can sit down, see what fits your needs the best, build you a house.
Sounds great. What is semi-custom and what is specs and all of, what do those terms mean?
Specs is, what I mean by that is a spec home. So we'll plan to build a home and then we'll just build it. And then we'll sell it after it's finished.
Okay.
Or during the construction process, if a buyer likes what we're doing, we can sell it at that point.
Semi-custom. What is that? How does, I know what custom is, but I know we know what cookie cutter is, but semi-custom, how does that work?
Semi-custom, so that goes back to our plans that we own. So if you wanted to buy one of our plans, you could come in, we could tweak some things here and there structurally. And there's lots of customization you can do with the finishes on the inside, too.
See, I've had the privilege of going to your showroom, and I love it. It's so much fun. I can sit in there and play all day with the different combinations. So you can pick out different countertops, different flooring, different lights, correct?
That's right. We have finishes from level 1 all the way up to level 6. It all depends on what your budget is and what you like.
See, what if I'm not sure what I like? Or do you have people in-house who can help out with that?
Very good question. So we have an in-house design specialist who will sit down with you and help you navigate through everything.
And before I even get there, can you help me find my lot? Or is that going too far?
No, I can definitely help with that. So I'm actually a realtor with Carolina One New Homes. And Greyhawk is our client. And so I can sit down with you and help you find vacant land, absolutely.
Perfect. See, I've had the privilege of going into several Greyhawk homes. They're gorgeous. I love the craftsmanship. So please, by all means, reach out to them. And if they want to reach out and find out more about the Greyhawk homes, the Greyhawk process, what's the best way to get in contact or come see y'all?
We're online, but I highly recommend you just come into our showroom and stop in. We're happy to have walk-ins. And we are over on 4950 Center Point Drive. That is right near the Tanger Outlets.
It's a great showroom, and then you can go shopping at Tanger right after, so you're good to go. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at our January Charleston Home and Design Show. Tom from Contract Exteriors, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Say thanks for coming to our home show. Say, how's the day been treating you so far?
Oh, it's really good. It's very busy. We've had a lot of great people coming by saying hi. A lot of questions, of course, you know, that's what people are here for. So it's working out great so far.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So tell me a little bit about, for those who aren't familiar with your company, what is Contract Exteriors and what do you do?
Contract Exteriors specializes in everything on the exterior of the home, from the roofing to the siding, whether that's a James Hardy product, which we specialize in, or vinyl siding. We'll do windows, doors, decks, and pretty much anything you can think about on the outside exterior of your home.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a showroom that people can come into and look at all your different products and experience, or do you come to their house? How does that work?
We have an office up in Murrells Inlet, but we're also, we've been in Charleston a long time, Myrtle Beach. We're down in the Hilton Head area, as well as up in Raleigh. So we've got a big presence out there, a big footprint, I would say. Yeah.
I would say, I know the Lowcountry tends to have a typical outside look. What are some of the trends you're seeing, though, these days in exterior products and colors and whatnot?
I think the number one thing that we're seeing a lot of is the James Hardy products over here. They call this Color Plus technology, which is a pre-painted Hardy board that goes on the house. So for 15 years, you have no maintenance at all.
It's wonderful.
Pressure washing, and it's just beautiful. And it's done in a factory, so it's a very well-done product manufactured to the paint manufacturer's specifications. So wonderful. We're really seeing a lot of people going with that as opposed to painting.
Yeah, it's a great product. You've got gorgeous colors, very Lowcountry. Love the colors you have.
Yeah, very Charleston.
Oh, yes. Any colors in particular you'd say are a hot ticket item right now?
It really depends. Down in the Hilton Head area, it's a little more muted, I'll say.
Okay.
Up here in the Charleston area, people like to go with a little more flash.
Yeah, but flair for fashion.
Would you expect that?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Say,
exactly.
Just from our attire to our shutters, you know, what are you going to do?
That's right. That's right. Exactly. And we do shutters, too, by the way.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Say,
yeah.
So you can, top to bottom, you can get everything done.
Windows, doors, the whole nine yards. Yeah.
Perfect.
And we do that. We work with not only new construction, but remodeling, obviously, as well. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
If people want more information about any of your products, how can they reach you?
They can go on the web, Contract Exteriors, and or they can pick up the phone and just call us. And any of our offices, whether they're in Charleston, Myrtle Beach, down in the Hilton Head area, or the Raleigh area. Yeah.
Very convenient.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We try to be, and we'll come out, take a look, see what you've got, see what the issues are that you might have, whether that's a roof or siding or windows or doors, and offer a solution that'll be, you know, not a temporary patch, but a long-term solution, which is what people really need.
Say, absolutely. Yeah. Who wants to just fix it for right now? We can fix it for forever.
I want to get it done one time, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for chatting with me and enjoy the rest of your home show.
Well, really nice talking with you, and it's a great show, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Downtown Gilliard Center as part of our Charleston Home and Design Show. I'm here with Christopher from Advanced Window Fashions. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good. How's the home show been so far?
It has been fantastic. We're meeting a lot of great people from around town and from out of the area, and just trying to get them real interested in all the new great products that we're offering this year.
Wonderful. Yeah, rumor has it you do have one new product and it might actually be right behind us. What do you have for us?
So I'm going to show you the Sonette.
Sonette.
This is a new modern design on the honeycomb design that we typically have. And this is featured with the soft touch control. So instead of a motorization where you have to use a remote, you're just going to simply tug down on this here and it's going to drop down.
That's so simple.
There we go.
Oh, how nice.
Yep. And so you don't have that same pleat look in the front. It's a little bit more of a modern roll fabric to it, and people seem to really like this option.
Yeah, it's so easy to use. Does it come in a variety of colors, I would assume?
Exactly. So you have everything from light filtering to room darkening and blackout fabrics.
Even blackout?
Yep.
Nice. Yep. It's so important if you have an eastern-facing room, you want to block it in the morning so you can relax.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yep.
So I know you're not just shades, even though you are fully stocked with lots of gorgeous and functional shades. What else does Advanced Window Fashions do?
So when Advanced Window Fashions, we are a Hunter Douglas gallery. So in our showroom, we offer all of the different products that Hunter Douglas offers. But we also offer a full array of multiple different companies to fit anyone's budget.
Okay.
Right? We do everything from shutters to draperies, window treatments, custom bedding, cornice boards, napkins, anything that has to do with fabric, we can do.
So if I want to redo my guest bedroom, I can just go by this one place and get a good bulk of it done, right?
Yep, exactly. We're a full turnkey company. We do not only selling you the product, but we also repair on site.
Oh, wow.
And we have a cleaning service as well. So if you don't want to clean your draperies or your shades, we can also offer that.
So if my dog gets his panicked anxiety moments and it rips up my shades, I can bring it to you and maybe you can fix my tear?
Yep, exactly.
Perfect. Exactly. So your showroom, I assume people can come in and take a look at all these wonderful products and, you know, touch and play and see the samples?
Yep, exactly. And we like for people to come in if you don't really know exactly what you want. It's a great way for you to play with the different controls and see full shades, and then we offer free in-home consultations.
Oh, wow.
So we'll come out and we'll measure the different shades and we'll kind of price point things and give you a better quote.
Wow, that's really nice to actually come to the house too. Perfect. But your showroom, it is conveniently located, correct?
Yes, our showroom is at 502 Wando Park Boulevard, Suite 105, and that's just off the Long Point Road exit. So located right there in Mount Pleasant.
Perfect. If people just want to give you a call or check out on the web, do you have a website?
Yes, we do have a website. It's just advancedwindowfashions.com.
All right, perfect. Yep. Well, I hope the rest of your home show weekend goes well, and thank you so much for chatting with me and showing me your great new products.
Thank you very much.
I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the gorgeous downtown Gilliard Center with this part of our Charleston Home and Design Show. I'm here with Kathy from Service. How are you today, Kathy?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
Did you get to take a peek at our 2 p.m. giveaway?
I did.
So it was a hit.
It was definitely a hit. We were glad to be able to participate with it.
Well, thank you so much. Those little pineapples were so cute. Everybody was so excited to get one.
And that design is actually specific for the home show.
Oh, so
well, there aren't any more of those.
Say, well, thank you. I say, I love it. Say, I am a huge fan of Tervis products. I was just telling you all about my husband and our struggles over who gets which Tervis every morning. But you have more than just hot and cold beverage tumblers. What else do you have?
Well, we've got stem and stemless wine glasses. We also have ice buckets. The great thing, a lot of folks don't realize the ice buckets, not only are they good for ice, but you can do potato salad, shrimp cocktail in those. They're BPA-free, also like the cups, so you can do hot, like soups and chili. And that's the only Tervis item that you can actually take apart and personalize.
Oh, wow. So, is this one?
Yes. So if you, like this, if you're doing a theme party, you can take it apart and go to like Michael's, Hobby Lobby, any of the little fun craft stores, and get reusable stickers, decorate it, put it back together once the party's over, undecorate it. You can also, if you wanted to do photographs, greeting cards, use those, get glue dots, also be able to decorate it. And I mean, they are perfect with that.
That's perfect.
You can have them personalized with a circle monogram. We have a lot of different designs, whether it's a sports team, you know, anything that's a classic South Carolina design. So, but the ice buckets are absolutely fantastic.
That is wonderful. I get to see it at my Super Bowl party now. I'm going to put my logos on there when my team ever, you know, does make it the Super Bowl.
Exactly,
but
right.
That'd be perfect for chili or everything.
Yeah, they're perfect. You can do Easter candy, Halloween candy in there. You can put dog treats. I mean, there's so many different options with it.
That's perfect. I love it. And I also love all the accessories that go along with it. You have...
We've got the handles. We've got the lids. We've got straws. So anything that you need for your Tervis, we're going to have. You know, we also have with the wine glasses, we now have a wine cover for the wine glasses.
That's
so there's
genius.
A lot of different options with it.
See, I mean, not right now, but in general, I like,
there
you know, I want to keep the flies away from my Prosecco when I'm outside.
That's exactly right. And these are great to have outside by the pool, on the boat. They're not going to sweat. They're virtually indestructible. So, you know, these are great.
And they're beach friendly because they're all plastic, correct?
That is exactly right. Most definitely.
Perfect. And I see you have some metal ones as well. Tell me a little bit about those.
So Turbis has gotten, has recently started doing the stainless as well. So these are Turbis exclusive stainless designs. You won't find these designs on any other stainless on the market. These are top of the line kitchen grade stainless. They come with lids that open and close, and they are the only ones on the market that have a lifetime warranty against manufacturer defects.
Oh wow, can I put this in the dishwasher like I can my other ones?
Not dishwasher safe. You need to hand wash these.
That's good to know.
Classic Turbises, dishwasher safe on the top shelf. You can microwave them for 30-second increments without the lid. But stainless, strictly hand wash.
Good to know. But these are absolutely amazing, and you can customize most things, correct?
Absolutely. We can do custom cups for businesses, even individuals if you wanted to have a name put on it. But if you want a business with your company logo, we can do that. We do bulk discounting. So we're definitely the go-to folks for that.
I think CHD, I'm just saying, should reach out and maybe make a personal one. Maybe. Just kidding. Maybe.
They're perfect for employees to give as kind of thank you gifts for customers, any vendors that a company works with. You know, it's also fun, too, if you're doing if you're having a family reunion, to have something personalized for the family reunion.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of great options for Turbis. And, you know, the great thing is Turbis is a premium brand, and you want to give a premium product. So, you know, you want to give a gift. And, you know, Turbis is definitely that's the go-to. For sure.
So I know people can go online, but you have a local store too, correct?
We do. We have a local store, and we appreciate anybody coming and shopping at the local store. It's actually down in the historic market, and we're located at 179 Church Street. So we're right on the corner of Church and Market Street.
Perfect. If people want more information, what's probably the best way to reach you?
They can reach us by phone. The number is 843-724-6707. And they can also pop in the store at 179 Church.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Downtown Gilliard Center as part of our Charleston Home and Design Show. I'm here with James from Alpha Omega Construction Group. How are you today?
Doing well, ma'am. How are you?
Good. Thank you. So, home show weekend. How's it been?
This home show is one of our best of the year. We're in 11 cities across the southeast, so we do about 20 shows a year. This is always one of our favorite and most productive shows.
Oh, good. And thank you. I'm glad to hear it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Perfect. So for those who aren't familiar with Alpha Omega Construction Group, tell us a little bit about who you all are and what you do.
Alpha Omega Construction Group is the largest roofing company in the southeast. We're in 11 cities, soon to be 13 this year. Four states. We're about to introduce offices in Virginia and Florida this coming year. In Charleston, we're located in Ladson, and we've been in business for just about over 25 years now.
Oh, wow.
We are mainly roofing contractors, but we also do siding and gutters and windows in a few cities, but not here yet. But roofing, siding, and gutters.
Perfect. Say, I think I've been to a couple of the houses you guys have done. Tell me a little bit about some of the special Low Country homes you've done.
You guys actually just did a story on a Spanish tile job.
Oh, that was my favorite one. That's what I was hoping you'd talk about.
It's a wonderful house. We actually can do anything from your ordinary shingle to metal to Spanish tile to cedar. We can do all types of roofs. When it comes to metal, which is very popular these days, and also very popular in the southeast on the coast, we actually manufacture all our metal here in our shop in Ladson.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Absolutely, it's not many roofers can say that, and it's a unique quality about Alpha Omega.
Yeah, absolutely.
In Ladson.
That's really cool. See, personally, like building a new home, oh no idea where to begin with a new roof other than I need one.
Right.
What I say, right. How do people get started, or what's your best advice, or how do you even start?
Luckily, when you're building a new home, your home builder is the one who will help you through that process.
Right.
But, you know, we're contracted through probably 180 some home builders. So most home builders use Alpha Omega to do their roofs. So trust them, because they trust us. But if you have any questions, you know, you can always give us a call. We do new installs all the time as well.
Perfect. Can I pick a new color for my roof? Let's say I have hail damage. I can just call you and you'll be like, all right, sure, you can change it up.
Absolutely. We have relationships with several brands of shingles, probably all the brands of shingles. So color is not an option. Metal, we think we have over 30 options of metal colors. So yes, the possibilities are endless.
So here in the Lowcountry, we have a flair for good style. So that's good to hear. We can we can pick our own colors, not to worry about it.
Absolutely. The unique colors in this Charleston, Savannah area is unique to most of our cities.
Yes.
You don't see many red roofs in other cities, but here you do.
Yeah, so I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and it's coming down here. It's a little interesting, but I like it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Makes your house pop, stand out.
I love it. And say, I know people are going to want to hear more about your products and see more. How can they reach you?
www.alpha-omegainc.com and 844-704-ROOF.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you, guys.
Stay and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Gilliard Center. It's part of our Charleston Home and Design Show. I'm here with Kevin Kalman of Kalman Construction. How are you today?
Hey, Laura. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. How's your home show been so far?
It's been a good show so far. Good show. Yeah, Friday was good. Today's been good. So we're still seeing a lot of people, a lot of traffic.
Yeah, hopefully the rain will drive everybody into our home show tomorrow.
Drive them out of the oyster roast right here.
Exactly. Perfect. So I know you do some amazing custom work. You offer great design advice. Tell us a little bit overall idea of what Kalman Construction can do for people.
We're a design build firm. So we come to your home. We look at the project that you want to do. We do the design and then we do the construction. And that's it. There was only one point of contact, me. So you don't have to talk to 48 different people. So it's worked out very well for us.
Perfect. Perfect. So I know it's a little bit, you know, chilly still in January right now, but people should start planning now, correct, if they want to get their outdoor dream spaces all ready for summer and spring?
Yeah, anything you want to do for spring or summer, you need to get on now. By the time you think about it, it's time to get on, it's usually too late. Everybody's schedule is full, it's hard to get into it, and then you end up with your springtime space at the end of summer.
So what are some of the things people are doing here in the Lowcountry to help spruce up or jazz up their outdoor living spaces?
Well, this is the time of year when we start getting people calling who want screen porches. The weather's turned good for 2 or 3 days, and that's usually all it takes. We're also getting people that are looking for the addition of bed swings, those kinds of things on their porches. You know, the holidays are over, everybody's thinking about spring, better weather, so this is the time of year we start getting those calls.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I'm ready for better weather and to get to enjoy some outtime.
Yeah, we are too. We started a new home just before Christmas, and because of the bad weather, our best week was last week. We finally had a good week of work last week. So.
Oh my goodness.
It's been really rough trying to get this job going. So.
Wow, say we've had so much ice and flooding, I just feel like everything you can imagine.
Yeah, the client just says, whatever, Yeah, he understands completely, but we're all just throwing our hands up at times, just saying there's nothing we can do.
Right. Before we move on, real quick, kitchen trends. Everybody all day long has been asking me about kitchens. What can I do for my kitchen? And I'm like, go see your professionals. What advice or what hot trends do you have for people who are looking to do kitchens?
Still champion in the ring happens to be the white cabinet still.
Yes.
We're still seeing it. We're still getting requests for it. I would say 75% to 80% of all the kitchens we're doing are still white cabinets.
Yes.
The big thing that has overtaken in our company in the last 2 years has been the quartz has overtaken the granite and the marble. Marble is almost non-existent now in the kitchen, so really it's between granite and some type of quartz. Other than that, the stainless steel appliance package is still big. People are starting to take a good hard look at the new appliance finishes, whether the graphite finish or the no fingerprint stainless stuff. So that's starting to make inroads also.
Perfect. And you'll come by someone's house, correct, to help them craft a plan?
I'll come over. We'll do the ballpark estimate, and then if people want to move forward, we start with the plans, and then we move forward right into construction.
Perfect. Well, it sounds like a good idea to me, a good plan. Thank you so much for chatting with me, and I hope the rest of your home show weekend goes well. Oh, but before we move on, how can people get in contact with you?
They can call us at our office at 843-856-0515, or they can find us on the web at kalmanconstruction.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design Magazine here with Raphael from Real Gel Countertops. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Can't complain. I love your booth. I'm a nerd for a stone. I love it. But so how's your home show treating you? Is everybody else a nerd for stone like me?
Yes. It's been awesome. I mean, we love every time we come in and here to the home show. It's always a lot of friendly people. And they love the natural stone.
Absolutely. So I know granite has been king for a long time. Is that still true?
It's still true. You know, there is marble now. It's become very popular too. You know, granite, it's still the most popular because it's a little bit more durable. But marble, it's getting into place too. Like this one right here is the Shadow Storm. Is one of my, the marble in the marble category is one of my most popular one right now.
Definitely seeing that a lot. Is this is granite, correct?
What's that?
This one's the granite, correct?
Yes, granite. Yeah, this is granite, and it's a level one granite. It is popular as well. It goes well with a lot of different type of color cabinets and floors. So yeah.
See, what does level one mean for those who aren't in the biz?
Level one means that it's the least expensive. It has nothing to do with the quality. It's the same quality. It's just what came from, how popular, how much, you know, if it's popular in the market, it's going to be less expensive.
How many different levels are there?
There's probably around five levels. So, you know, the higher the numbers, more expensive it is.
Perfect. And what do you recommend people do first when they're thinking of getting new cabinets? Do they research different types? They just come in and look and see what looks the best? Where do you start?
My recommendation is if you're doing a full kitchen remodel, I would say pick, if you already have your floors picked and your cabinet colors, and you paint your wall as well. So you bring all that to our warehouse, which and we'll help use select the color, the colors of the granite that match. So everything, ties together.
Yeah. Speaking of tying together, if someone's doing a whole brand new home, do the bathrooms have to match the kitchens, and how does that work? Is it just a free for all? What do you recommend?
It is free for all. Some customers, we have customers that do the same in the kitchen, they do the same in the bathroom, and we have customers that do different. So it varies a lot.
Yeah. What's your number one seller, do you think, for bathrooms these days?
Marble. Yeah. Marble, like something like this right here, is the most popular for bathroom.
Say, I love it. It's a classic. What are you going to do?
Yes, it is. It looks classic. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for chatting. If people want more information about your business, how can they reach you?
They can reach us through our website, which is realdealcountertops.com, or they can call me direct, 843-729-1176.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your home show weekend.
Thank you.
I'm Laura Jones for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. I'm here with Ben Heckman of Enhanced Woodware Finishing as part of our Charleston Home and Design Show. Ben's nice to have to talk to us again. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for stopping by.
Good. Well, thank you so much for having us. You know I love your product, but for those who might be new to CHG or new to your product, tell me just a little bit, what are you and, what does Enhanced Woodware Finishing mean?
Absolutely. So we're a woodware finishing company. For the most part, what we're doing is we're changing cabinet colors from the wood tones to a color of some sort, and usually it's white, off-white, that kind of thing. We see all kinds of color trends come and go, but white seems to be the one that is long-lasting and it sticks around. And everybody seems to have the same appeal to white, so it's a great option for people that aren't necessarily in their forever home, that really aren't, they just, cabinets are dated, they just need an updated look. You can absolutely change the look of the kitchen just by changing the color of your cabinets. Don't change anything else, and it looks just like a brand new kitchen and updated, and it just brings it into the modern era. So the other what makes us unique is the process we use. So we're bringing the factory process into your home. So we're changing the look of your cabinets, obviously the color. And then really what makes us unique is the ultraviolet curing finish that we put down. put it down, hit it with a bright light, instantly cures. And so we can get back to using these cabinets basically on the same day.
So that's amazing. And we've recently tried to do a little painting on wood on our own. I'm doing a nursery and doing a new furniture. Painting wood is not easy. Do not let Pinterest lie to you. We did not touch our furniture for 72 hours and it still looked awful. So the fact that your product will look gorgeous, have this perfect, beautiful, smooth finish immediately after, that is worth every penny of anything you do. It's absolutely, so wonderful.
Absolutely, absolutely. So most do-it-yourselfers don't have the equipment that we do, right? So again, we're using equipment that the factory uses to do their products. So a little bit of background on what we're doing. So clean the surface, and that's where a lot of people go wrong, where they don't clean the surface, and then they put the wall paint that they got from Lowe's or Home Depot.
How did you know?
And it just has a tendency to peel, crack, discolor over time. So what we use is a proprietary tint base. We'll call it the color. I don't like to use paint because it's a cousin, but it's designed for cabinet use because you need something with high adhesion, high durability, and that's what our stuff delivers. And then most do-it-yourselfers, again, don't take it that step further and put a clear coat down to protect the color, and the finish is what gives it that hard protective look and smooth feel. And so again, our process will make it look like a factory did it, not a do-it-yourselfer on the weekend.
Yes, it looks so pretty. Tell me a little bit about some of the bathroom trends you're seeing. I know you said white is still king, obviously, but this is great because, I mean, who wants to be out of their bathroom and inconvenienced, you know, for a week at a time? So
yeah, no doubt. So bathrooms see a lot of moisture, and the wood, if you go have the simple golden oak wood in there, over time, the high humidity in the bathroom starts to deteriorate that finish, and then it starts to suck in the environment and gray and yellow, and it just looks bad. So our stuff, again, by the time we're done, we're about 9 to 10 layers deep, and so that added level of protection is going to protect the environment from getting to your wood surfaces. Really, the trends, again, going white is, it seems to be the trend. It's classic. It just opens it up. It makes it look bigger. And a lot of times bathrooms are this tiny space and you need it to look bigger. And so going lighter has that effect.
Yeah, and if you feel like being bold, I've seen a navy blue they've done before and it's gorgeous. So you can be bold too, right?
Absolutely. Let your freak flag fly, because that, it's all about what you want to do. And we can bring that to you. We can literally do thousands of colors. So if it's out there, we can do it. We did a paprika. Yes,
right.
It's a very
Didn't
fantastic red. I know. It was a nice red orange tone. Hey, we'll do it.
That's awesome.
And, if it's out there, we'll do it.
Say, will you do like a Panthers blue in a man cave bathroom?
Absolutely. As any color.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me. And if people want more information, which I know they will, how can they reach you and chat about Enhanced Wood Refinishing?
Or you can give me a call at area code 843-822-5939, or go on to Enhance. We got clever, so we dropped the E, NHANCE.com/Charleston.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday